Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It is 8:09. It's your morning, Bob, and thanks for being there as we begin another week of whatever it is we're doing. Disinfecting, sanitizing, wearing masks, and all of that. Monday, April 27. Want a little bit of this to get you going? Okay. Your social distance, please.
I'm alone in the dark, even though.
Yeah, we're alone a lot, I guess. Here's Dean Richards from Channel 9 with some entertainment news. Well, the only thing we agree on in the family these days, Dean, is the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance docuseries. We all have fun watching that.
So good. It was just great. The episodes 3 and 4 that were on last night.
How can you miss with Dennis Rodman?
Oh,
right?
It was great. It was great to see the kind of the behind the scenes stories of what went on between, you know, the characters in that play that was going on. Phil Jackson, the Detroit rivalry, Pistons rivalry. Just it brought back so many memories.
How about Carmen Electra hiding out in Rodman's hotel room? Michael Jordan knocking on the door, trying to get him back after his it was supposed to be 48 hours. Our vacation in Vegas.
Right. And Jordan knocks on the door. Carmen Electra hides behind the sofa. I interviewed her right around then.
Oh, yeah?
I should see if I could find that interview, because she also talked with me about hanging out with Dennis Rodman and what a crazy ride it was.
You know, back when Marianne and I were doing Fox Thing in the Morning, I don't remember how this came about, but we went out to some... was it a club? He was still at some nightclub in the morning or something. And so at about like 10 in the morning, we go out to interview him. And we're sitting with him. And he was a lot of fun and very nice. And then about 5 minutes in the interview, he stops and he says, wait a minute. I know who you two are. He did figure it out eventually. Let's talk about your breaking celebrity split-up news.
Oh, who could have ever seen this coming? A couple that, whose lives were laid out on a reality show. Who could ever see that it might end for Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler, the Bears' former quarterback, Jay Cutler? They issued a statement yesterday just saying that they love each other, they've grown apart, and they've decided to end their relationship after all these years, three kids, and three seasons of a reality show. No word on whether there will be season 4 of this or not.
Hey, season 4 would be the highest rated ever if they do it.
Very true. Very true. People love to see this stuff.
Yep.
Hey, theirs could be called The Last Dance, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, Last Dance B, Last Dance Continued.
Right, redo, right.
Saturday Night Live, another crowd pleaser over the weekend with Brad Pitt as Dr. Fauci, and a pretty funny song with Adam Sandler and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I thought this second at-home version that they did was much sharper, much smoother than the first one that they did, much funnier. And I loved this song with Pete Davidson and his comedy icon, Adam Sandler, singing about staying at home.
Here's a little bit of it.
Tired of sitting in the dark. Got nothing to watch, already did Ozark. Hand Sandy is now my best friend. Using it so much, it's chapping my hands. I can't wait for all this to end, so we could go back to doing normal.
I'm done with selfies, so don't even ask. Staying in the house in an underwear mask. Only bit my dog with a baseball mitt. Baking my own bread and it tastes like I broke my leg 2 weeks ago, but I'm too scared to go to the hospital. Never go outside, cause I might see my neighbor using both sides of my toilet paper. Wipe
tried to kiss me, I straight up denied her. Miss the NBA and I miss Rob Schneider.
You can do it!
No!
Rob Schneider at his door there.
He has to work in Rob Schneider and everything that he does. I think that at some point Adam Sandler signed a contract with the devil that, you know, he achieves everything in life that he wants, but he has to include Rob Schneider somehow in everything. It was a funny song, and they did a nice tribute to First Responders at the end of it. I liked the sketch that they did, the segment. With Edie Bryant and Kate McKinnon, two ladies working in a supermarket singing, doing a commercial for what they do still have in stock, like, you know, cauliflower pizza and what was it? Fluoride bananas.
And, yeah, that was funny.
Know, like crazy stuff. It also was very funny. And the Brad Pitt opening of him playing Dr. Fauci, you know, without getting into any of the politics of it all, I just think it's funny that Fauci joked about he would like to have Brad Pitt play him in a movie about this whole thing at some time. He said completely as a joke, and then 2 weeks later, Brad Pitt is playing Dr. Fauci in this little opening that they did.
Yeah, I wonder if Brad Pitt said, okay, I'll do it, but at the end of the bit, I've got to at least say something serious to thank our medical first responders and so forth and so on. That was a nice touch.
That was.
Speaking of nice touches, let's talk about Post Malone.
He was one of many doing benefit concerts streaming online this weekend. There was the big Broadway salute to Stephen Sondheim last night, which was really kind of a mess. It should have been a lovely 90th birthday tribute to him, and people did sing, but technically it was a nightmare. There was the LGBTQ tribute that went on last night, and I didn't watch it. I heard that it was great. Unfortunately, those both had the you know, the disadvantage of being on at the same time as ESPN's Last Dance, and I was glued to that for 2 hours. But on Saturday, Post Malone did an 80-minute concert from his house, each of his band members in a different room in his house, and they did a tribute to Nirvana, and this is a little clip of that.
They raised over almost $3 million, right?
Yeah, $2.8 million. And then Google said that they would double whatever they raised up to $5 million. So a total of $5 million for first responders, the World Health Organization responders. Dave Chappelle also did a benefit at the Comedy Store. It was for the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Yeah, he and a bunch of other top-notch comedians raised $100,000. Those are going to go to, that money will go to out-of-work comedians who are, you know, suddenly can't get on stage anymore because of all of this.
Back with Dean Richards. Sad news over the weekend about one of the members of the Statler Brothers group.
You know what? One of country music's most popular groups. They had something like 35 top 10 hits in their career, four number one hits, including maybe their most recognizable, Flowers on the Wall. This is a little of the Statler Brothers.
Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Yeah, that baritone
That's
voice, so signature of the Statler Brothers, is Harold Reed. He's one of the founding members of the group, and he died over the weekend after a long battle with kidney failure. He was 80 years old.
And Tyler Perry has been online, ubiquitous lately. What's he doing now?
He's doing something. He wants to get back working again. You know, he just opened this enormous studio complex in the Atlanta area. It's something like 300 acres that used to be an army base. They have completely rebuilt it with sound stages everywhere, and now it's all completely shut down. But this is what he wants to do. He wants to bring all of his employees back and bring everybody back who is working on any of the Tyler Perry Presents TV shows, Tyler Perry Presents different movies, Tyler Perry doing anything that's got Tyler Perry's name that he attaches to it. That once you come back on the grounds, you are tested for COVID-19. If you are negative, you live on the property until production is over.
Hmm.
Because they have what used to be barracks, they built into not exactly a hotel, but someplace to house people when they're working there. They have beautiful homes that are part of this real estate that he's got that they built for shows. They've got a hospital on grounds and, medical staff. So he says, you test negative when you come in and you stay in until the work is done. So they're going to see if they can get that approved and get things going again with Tyler Perry Productions.
You know, we're really getting to know some of these celebrities and hearing about Tyler Perry and what was it he did a couple of weeks ago? He paid the rent for
groceries.
Groceries and he paid the rent for a family about to be evicted.
Yeah, he's very, very, very generous. A lot of people do things, and because they want the publicity. Tyler Perry does things quietly all the time. Took a page out of the Oprah book of doing very generous, very charitable things all the time. Couldn't care less if he gets any notice or not. But he has donated quite a bit of money since this whole COVID-19 thing started. And housing people on your studio grounds, that would be at his cost. So, he gets his productions back up and running again. But still, it's a lot of money to make that happen.
Good for him. And, Dean, I don't know if you had a chance to check out Michael Phillips' piece on Tribune.com and also in the paper today. But I was thinking of you because you have talked about how even before the pandemic, you felt a little queasy about going to movie theaters without hosing the entire seating area down. So this is a great way to get your sort of movie theater experience right now. Apparently, the great Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, classic old movie house, they're offering popcorn for $5 a box on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and you can get it curbside, and people are lining up to get movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, and buy some popcorn. And that's good popcorn they have at the Pickwick. It's not those giant bags of popcorn that sometimes you see that look like garbage bags filled with popcorn. This is actually fresh popped popcorn. They do a fantastic job with it's about as old school a movie theater can get, but like updated old school, the Pickwick. So it's a great idea. I've heard of other theaters around the country doing the same thing, where they go outside and they sell concessions, popcorn and milk duds and, all the usual movie concessions, just to support the theater and try to keep some money in some of the employees' pockets. I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Take it home and get on the couch and enjoy it.
Right.
Refreshments.
Yeah, throw the containers on the floor like you would if you were at the movie theaters. Spill stuff all over the place as if you couldn't care less, like you would if you were at an actual movie theater. A little bit of showbiz news broke in the last couple of minutes for Star Wars fans. The latest movie, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, was not scheduled to be released on any kind of online on-demand or streaming service for several months. But Disney Plus has announced that they will be releasing Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker 1 week from tomorrow, one week from today, May 4th. Is when that will be coming out on your Disney Plus.
We'll probably be getting many more announcements like that coming up, don't you think?
I do, because it doesn't look like movie theaters are going to be opening anytime soon. Even with the loosening of restrictions for some places, movie theaters are probably going to be among the last to reopen because they're such communal places. But the AMC movie theater chain, which is the nation's largest, said that even if things do open, if they're allowed to open, they're going to wait until blockbuster movies come out in July, because they know that people are going to be skittish about coming back into the theaters or not. They don't want to take a chance with marginal movies, so they're going to wait until some of the big blockbusters come out. It's usually around the 4th of July. It's a little bit after the 4th of July, and unless they delay things right now. That was the latest from AMC on that.
And they already filed for bankruptcy, didn't they?
They did file for Chapter 11 protection because of the difficulty, like a lot of businesses are going through right now.
Well, go to your Pickwick or wherever you can find popcorn. Maybe if you're lucky, they'll have real butter, which is almost as good as the imitation butter you get on that popcorn.
I've got a big bucket of popcorn so I can listen to Paul Harvey. That's what I'm going to do every morning when Paul Harvey comes on.
Isn't everybody?
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.